At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Oh, what's up, boys? Welcome to the Uncensored Podcast here with Canton Lanham. To my left, we got Carter. First podcast, we're already taking a phone call. Dude's already fucking busy as shit, man. Look at this. And to my right, we got Adam Wickle. You boys want to introduce yourselves?
I'm Carter Haas. I'm the D1 dual sport manager, and we're ready to start this podcast.
I'm Adam Wickle, just here to hang around. Have some fun.
I think a lot of people for high school-wise, like the podcast thing was kind of a mystery. I think we told a lot of people that we wanted to do it, and not a lot of people, I guess, thought it would actually come true. But, I mean, we had a lot of feedback of what they wanted to hear and stuff. And, you know, how the podcast came by was, we're at training practice. We all go to training high school. Lacrosse guys, fucking Lactors, dude. And we, Wick and Hawes were balling out, talking on the sideline. I, came over and I was like, what's up, Ferda? How's it going, man? And, by then it was kind of, I guess it was destiny. I came up with the name Uncensored, but,
Me and
the whole idea was Carter and Adam.
And me and Wick were just talking. We were like, dude, we should start a podcast. Just, talk about stuff that goes on in high school and, how fun it would be. Because I was going to start a podcast with some other friends on the basketball team, but it kind of just fell through. And I knew with, Wick and Canton that we could actually, really do this.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on it?
I don't know. I think it's interesting. You don't really expect a lot of high schoolers to make a podcast. And we're we're excited. You're kind of talking about whatever.
Yeah, man. I mean, we're so excited about it too. And this was something we're looking forward to. We just got done with some practice, and we get some questions a lot about training lacrosse, about such and such. And
so we're in the state tournament right now. I mean, you two are going to be out on that field trying to bring home state championship trophy. So it all starts with Canton, really, as the face-off, man. So, what goes through your head when you enter the ring with the opposing face-off, man?
I think a big thing for, Trini, about legacy, I think our position-wise, I think face-off-wise, we've been dominant throughout the years. I think
we've been blessed with really good face-off guys for the past couple of years.
Yeah, we've had some good face-off guys, and, I think our biggest matchup, just because we're not playing any out-of-state teams anymore, and we're, in this conference now for state. And I think Hal for St. X, I think, great coach, has a lot of accolades and, a lot of state titles, played at Virginia. This guy has credibility. But I think one thing that, sets us apart and why we win some of the games is, I think our team chemistry is off the charts. I think we all,
for sure. Yeah, I mean, if you look at last year, it was a lot of separate groups.
Yeah.
It was everyone kind of had their own little clique. I think this year the whole team's been a lot better. I mean, we've had our moments where people kind of go off into groups, but this team as a whole has been a lot more together just in everything we did. It's a lot of it comes from these team dinners we do. It's a lot of the hanging out after games, between practices, all this. And I mean, I can definitely tell a difference on the field. Everyone plays better together.
Yeah, I feel that a lot because coming from the basketball team, it's we were close, but really outside of basketball, we didn't do much of anything as a group. So coming to the lacrosse team, just after they had started their season, the way they treated me, as I came in, was really a good feeling that they actually respected me coming in late. Yeah.
I feel that a lot. Last year as a freshman, the seniors were cool. The seniors were, they were inviting, but I think it's really a lot of it comes from the senior class we've got right now. Mm-hmm. They're very open. They brought everyone in, make them felt like a brother. But I mean, that's important. That's what we need to go win the state championship.
And that's kind of, you know, what I'm thinking too is, you know, I've always thought of like chemistry, you know, back in the day, Xbox days, FIFA, the chemistry bar, the chemistry bar on it. I've always thought of it as kind of like that. You know, the higher you get along with somebody, I think mentally you're more open to, you know, accepting things that, you know, they do. If they make mistakes, you make mistakes. But the big part is they get on you, you know, critically and instructively, which it's, you know, good. And I think that is, you know,
I think it's also important because we do have a lot of team chemistry, is that everyone understands how each other plays. We're all able to play off of each other very well. And if they're, and all of our guys see the field from, you know, different angles, we see it in different ways, and we're, as a team, able to pick out these things individually and able to come to our teammate and say, hey, listen, I'm seeing this. Maybe we should do this instead. And there was really none of that last year. And I think it's put us in a good spot.
Yeah, I think our successes really came, you know, from our chemistry. And I think we just simply put in the work. We put in the work, and our outcome is, you know, it's, we can play at these levels that we want to, and we can compete. And, you know, we're looking for the state title this year and next year as well. And, you know, we're ready.
Cause yeah, like, since I've been here, I really feel like when we do play as a team, there's no one that can actually beat us. Cause like, there were times after spring break where we really did play like great starts to games.
We couldn't finish.
But we just couldn't finish. Cause like, it was the second half would start and we're only down or we're up a goal. But then after that, everything kind of just falls apart because the chemistry would just stop working in some aspects.
And then I think, I didn't even shout this out, another thing is goalies. You know, I think Boss, Wick, Sam, I think these are our goalies. I think, you know, they're so hungry. I think Boston, I think you're so hungry, Wick. I think you go out there and you're like, just same as me. I want to go out there and, you know, I want to dominate. I don't want it to even be a game. You know, I'm looking for, you know, domination. And that's something in our fields that I think is so important, because when you're, you know, an attack, a deep hole, midi, whatever it is, you kind of look, you know, for, if you make a mistake, it's kind of like, okay, whatever. But like for us, when we make a mistake, it's so, you know, I would put this, like, it's so grieved us and we take it so personal. And, you know, I think for us, we've had so much punishment of, you know, grief and stuff like that. I think that's why we are so good and we're so hungry.
Yeah, because for goalies especially, they had to face some really like fast shots or just coming in from like, because they don't really have that much padding on. They have the chest pad and then that's about it really. Yeah. It's like, because I know Wick probably knows this more than anyone, how fast those shots just like are just whipped like right at you and you don't have much time to really react to it.
And bro's a fucking brick wall. I just want everybody to know this, dude. But goalie, being a goalie is so hard. This summer, was playing for a travel team. Goalie gets hurt, go in, had a dude who's not even good, just fucking ripped the ball. And this shit, I'm telling you, is a spaceship fucking, just, it went right past me. I looked at my stick and thought I had it. And, you know, it was funny, but nah, all credits to the goalie. Holy shit. I mean, the job's intense, you know. And then for me, that's what I'm thinking about goalies, honestly.
I mean, it's a tough job, but we all know what we're doing. We just gotta get out there. We just get out there every day, grind, just keep working.
So, Haas, how's school been, man?
I mean, school's been good. School's been good. Yeah, I got a 3.7 going on. It's like, it's the end of the year, and it's like, it really feels like it's gone by a lot faster like than it feels like. Because it feels like you've been there, like, forever, but then it's like, it's already May.
Yeah.
And it's like, you only got two more years at this.
That's how I'm thinking. Like, I barely even thought we had, like, school this year. Like, I feel like we're still at the beginning of the year. I feel like...
It still feels like freshman year. Yeah. It doesn't feel right that I'm going into my junior year and all these seniors...
That's crazy. I'm going into my senior year.
All these seniors, like, that's all... Like, they're really the only people I've known at Trinity and...
Yeah. They're all gone now.
They're leaving, yeah. It's weird.
I think as you... You know, go through high school. If you're thinking about one thing, I think the whole lacrosse team really thinks about one thing, and that's, you know, winning the state title, whatever it is, you know, getting better. I feel like time passes by so quick.
And this season's flown by.
Yeah, I mean, like, it just flies by, and it seems to get quicker every single season. And, you know, we played less games than we did this year, but.
And it's also, it's like, sometimes we'll say, oh, we'll win the state championship next year. Now we got it next year. Well, like,
next year's running out.
We're already, like, he's already a senior. So it's like, you don't have that much time to actually do it. You got to lock in when you have the best opportunities. Because, like, this chance will not come again with the talent that we have on this team.
Yeah.
Because we're loaded a bunch of different positions.
We're and, a like, damn good squad.
And, like, you don't really get, like, teams like that.
No.
I mean, dude, like, how's your grades looking, brother? Because I'll tell you right now, mine... let's see.
Well, you know, we'll even pull it up right now. I'm going to power score real quick. 2.9. Let's go. We got a 75 and 80, bro.
Tree, man. I don't... You kind of put me on the spot here.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't... If you give me some more time to think about something, I'd probably come up with something.
So we'll go to our next topic, and then maybe you'll come up with something. Scary life experiences. I'll go first. So basically, I'm like 6 years old, right? And I'm just riding my tricycle right out there. And all of a sudden, my brother is holding the driver. I get absolutely decked in the back of the head by my brother.
Get fucked.
With a driver. I had to go to the hospital, get stitches in the back of my head. And I literally couldn't do anything for like a good 3 weeks. I just had to let it sit there. And that was really scary because it was just like, for a second, I was like, what the hell just happened? And then I just reached back my head. Blood is everywhere on the back of my hand.
See, like, that's like, I feel like health-wise, like, when you're talking about, like, scary experiences health-wise, like, that shit's, like, scary as fuck. I remember when I was taking ADHD medicine, it was so, like,
so that it's called, like, you know, go to the counter, and having a mom that's a doctor really, fucks with you because the medicine cabinet is just filled with a bunch of shit. So I was like 7 and my brother was like, hey, you need to take your ADHD medicine, you know, such and such. I'm like, all right, whatever, you know, jokingly doused a whole bottle of ADHD medicine, and my brother thought it was an oxycodone bottle. And if you don't know what oxycodone is, it's to help pain and sore medicine. Usually dentists give it like when you get your wisdom teeth taken out, but I didn't, you know, take it. He's just a fucking idiot and thought I took it. So he grabs the wrong bottle and we run to the neighbors, right? And I actually did take my medicine, you know, I knew it, I read it, whatever. And my brother was still not believing me. So then we go to my neighbors and my neighbors fed me mustard water to gag reflex and make me throw it up. And I didn't because, you know, if you know me, I fucking hate throwing up. So it's like, you know, I'm kind of fine with it now. But, I mean, back then it was not it. And then mom didn't seem too happy. Had to get off work, like, sped home. And then, you know, from there, my brother's a dumbass. But, I mean, you know, it's funny to talk about and, you know, grabbed the wrong bottle and, you know, from there, didn't throw up, you know, happy ending. Wick, you got anything?
I was having the other day. I was, it's not really, I guess it's kind of scary, but I was pulling out of Thorne's. I had to stop and get gas, and I was sitting waiting because I had to pull out across the oncoming traffic to get in the lane. And I'm sitting here parked in the turning lane.
Yeah.
And this some woman comes driving straight at me. And I was sitting there waiting for her to turn because she could have turned in. But she just kept driving towards me and looked up and started, like, freaking out. And I'm sitting here, and, like, I rolled down my window, and I was like, you can churn. Like, no one's blocking you from churning. But, I mean, she almost went straight into my driver's side door.
Nah, dude, I know exactly what you mean. My first day, like, think of driving, I was going down that road towards Prospect, towards your crib, and some dude, like, got pissed at me. I guess I maybe cut him off. I don't know. But honestly, I agree that old people should not fucking drive.
Like, I don't think old people should drive either.
Like, it's so fucking bad.
I saw, there was, I mean, I was riding with Hollister.
I was speaking about that. Hollister's here.
It was
a special guest.
Two old people that I saw on the road both almost merged straight into me.
Yeah.
Little. I think, honestly, if old people are going to drive, they need to retake the test.
Absolutely. I think 80, 85 down is the fucking max. I don't think anybody above 85 should be driving a fucking vehicle. Because that shit.
I think once you hit 70, you got to retake your test.
Taco Saturday! Hollister. Special guest Hollister brought some tacos for the fucking boys. Hollister.
He's out of his car.
I'm gonna go and grab some food. I'll be right back.
All right. But yeah, nah. I don't think I've ever really had, you know, scare. Like, I don't think I've ever been like.
Yeah.
Like, I've been like robbed before.
You've been robbed?
By Trinity. Listen to this. So, you know that Speedway? Right, like, towards that Walgreens?
Mm-hmm.
So, I go in, this dude trying to sell his, like, gold chains, whatever. And somebody's like, yo, can you like buy chains for me, whatever, you know, they're real gold. He's obviously scamming, whatever. So I'm like, okay. And he ended up like reaching in his pocket, and I was like, here, bro, here's $20. Like, it was a very weird situation, but, you know, I complied. It wasn't even a big deal. And yeah, special guest, no Hollister.
What's up, guys?
In the building?
Just fucking pulled up.
Taco Bell.
He's got two ball blasts in his hand, fucking double fisting. Hollis, you got any scary stories, dude?
Any like scary life experiences you want to talk about?
I just cut some jackass off. That died.
Did you yell at you?
I don't know. I drove away so fast I didn't see him.
In Anchorage, dude. Anchorage police is fucking
no,
wild.
Anchorage police are like, dude, they will get you for like anything.
No, it wasn't in Anchorage yet. It was like by fact, it was off like
back in the down like the high, like not highway, because you know that road is like a highway. People like that's a highway, and then like people who say like, because I used to think of highway as like the expressway, but yeah, the highway is just a road. So I was like. Because I guess that's how I was, like, taught in school or some shit. I don't know.
I call it all the same shit.
Yeah. Hey, it's just a fucking road. Expressway you can't cross, highway you can. I know that for a fucking fact. Yeah, nah. Oh, fucking. Did y'all hear about the... Because I've been watching Joe Rogan's podcast. Shit's crazy.
I love that guy.
So, apparently, listen to this. So there's this theory. It's called the Osiris... levels, and there's
the pyramids.
Yes, it's under the second pyramid, and it's a level that hasn't been breached. And you know, here's the funny thing that he was talking about is no like mummy has been found in the pyramid. Like that's like that was crazy, dude. Because like I'm thinking, like I feel like the norm and like what people think about pyramids is like, oh yeah, that's where like King Tut was fucking found, like that shit. Like that's where he was buried before like. Tomb Raiders.
And also to like to carry on with you, like I think it's so weird. Like how could pyramids have built those pyramids like so perfectly? Because those blocks like 50 tons each. Or, like,
it's aliens, bro.
And then like,
I don't know.
It has to be aliens because like the quarry where those rocks were made is like 50 miles away, dude.
It's called the Osiris Tunnel, and it's under the second pyramid. So it's not the Pyramid Giza; it's the one right next to it. And it's a shaft that goes really far down, and like it's very like narrow, but it hasn't been discovered. It's been blocked off, and somebody like went in and took pictures. Here, I'll pull it up right now. Honestly, show the boys what it looks like. Get your thoughts on it, because it's fucking creepy, dude. So some dude came into it, and I guess he just figured out that, because they used to do documentaries and stuff about it, and I guess they on the documentaries they talk about. Yeah, so here's like, I'm trying.
No, dude, that's weird.
So here's the pyramid itself, and like, yeah, Hollister, you can look at this. So like, here's the levels, and then here's like the chamber. This is like the main pyramid, and then like, that's the pyramid of Giza. And then if we look on like maps, it's, I'm trying to pull up a picture. Some dude, I'm gonna pull up a map, because if you look on maps, it's sick. If you look up pyramids. And then, you know, type in the Pyramid of Giza. It's, I mean, it's fucking massive. Like, this shit's crazy. And honestly, I have no clue how they did it, but.
Yeah, hey, yeah. Whatever the fuck happened to Egypt?
I don't know, dude. Bro. I'm about to show you this picture. They cultivated the shit out of it. Like,
Egypt was badass.
Really? Look, watch this. So if you go into satellite mode. They cultivated the shit out of this. Like, they, there's so many shops. It's like a tourist place now. And it's kind of, I wouldn't say sad, but, I mean, at the same time, it's, you know, evolution. People are going to fuck up, you know, great shit. Isn't it a wonder, too? It's one of the great wonders.
I think it's one of the 8 world wonders. I think so.
So, boys, look at this. So, here's the Pyramid of Giza, right? Hollister, you want to see this? So here's the Pyramid of Giza. I get rid of this. How'd you get it? Oh, there we go. Here's the Pyramid of Giza. And then right here are these, they call them sphinxes. And I guess that's like one of the animals they worship. It's called the Pyramid of Khafre. I don't know what it is, but I mean, it's fucking crazy. Like, I honestly think government's probably hiding shit from us.
Like, you think?
I think they have the cure for cancer.
I don't know about that, but they're definitely like an elite level, dude. Where it's like,
yeah, they. That's what I was. I had a presentation about it in class, and it makes sense not to release a cure for it, because when people get it, the government it also kills the population, and
Oh God, it's big pharma.
Yeah, dude. Like, dude. That's what I'm saying. Like. If they only, like, give it to, like, you know, high-ranking people, I guess, in the government.
It's the moneymakers that pull the strings.
Yeah, like, dude, and that's what I'm saying. Like, how the fuck have we came this far in technology we can't have a cure for?
Well, I mean, if you ask me, all these damn COVID boys, they're going to be in the doctor jobs. They're going to be on them damn strains all day, man. I mean, yeah. They're 2 years behind already, man. And they're already on them damn screens. They got to take doctor classes on the damn computer screen using ChatGPT.
Nah, dude. I honestly think because kills the population, right? And that's what the government wants. They don't want to overload the population. And they also make a shit ton of money on chemo. And just
so much money.
So much money.
Yeah, no, it's not so much they want to kill the population. I mean, I'm sure.
Well, I know. It's just not getting too big. Yeah.
But they want to keep making money and they want to make a shitload of it.
They'd lose a lot of fucking money.
Well, then the people start arguing, well, the government, you know, kind of controls all that. They don't really need to make money. Well, and that.
Taxes are ridiculous, dude. They shouldn't have taxes.
Okay, the government taxed, like, 2 years ago, the government taxed my dad, like, over $150,000.
Yeah, it's fucking...
That's, yeah, no, my, like, dad...
No, I'm not lying.
My dad gets, like, a 60% tax cut. Right? Yeah. His paycheck, 60, it's, like, 50 to 60% goes to taxes.
Damn. I mean, yeah, it's fucking crazy. Yeah, well, then you have to file for your taxes.
And the United States is $1 trillion in debt.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
From China, dude. We're dead ass. I'm pretty sure we're... Here, go look at it. It
changed all the time.
No, yeah. China's, like, trying to take over, like, what the U.S. dollar is now, basically.
Oh, no. I don't remember. There's a website that'll show you everything.
Yeah. It changes by the second. I mean, it goes up millions of dollars, like, each minute. Here, you type in how much is in China. I'm almost positive the last time I checked, we're in $33 trillion of fucking debt, which is...
This says... Hold on,
which is fucking insane.
Yeah. This says $26.13 trillion in the fourth quarter of 2022, which is just crazy high.
Yeah. So I guess it died.
The thing is, who are we in debt to?
Well, we buy so much shit from them.
Pull up
the devices.
Look up the World Debt Clock.
The devices you hold right now, the shit we're sitting on, like, this shit's probably all from
fucking
China.
You guys
want to
see some shit? I'll show you the World Debt Clock. It shows everything we're in debt in.
Yeah.
Nia, you know what I'd like to know?
Vietnam, dude.
I want to know how many times, like, how close you've been to death, or, like, how close you've been to, like, a serious situation. Yeah. But like you've been doing something, and like if you did something like one thing different, how it could have like affected your life.
Well, yeah, there's a ton.
Look at this!
Holy shit!
Up at the top, it shows our U.S. national debt,
and it's still going up right now.
$31 trillion, and it's continuing to go up by the second.
I mean, this is thousands of dollars per second. Like this is fucking crazy.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars.
It's a lot more than thousands.
No, like every second, it's going up. Tens of thousands of dollars.
That's like $1 million in like 30 seconds right there.
No.
I think a lot.
Yeah, I know, but it's going up. It's going up. Every second, it's going up probably half $100,000. And then like right here, it says largest budget items. We got the defense, war, social security, and Medicare. Medicare is $1,563,445,200. I mean, it keeps going. It's fucking unreal.
Yeah, no, I mean, our healthcare is fucked.
I mean, it's fucked.
Taco Bell was a good call.
Very good call.
That's what I was wanting. The deluxe Krabby Box is a steal, bro.
This is not sponsored by Taco Bell, but Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Want to hit us up, Taco Bell?
Taco Bell, bro.
Sponsor us.
That'd be tough. Tacos Locos.
Taco Bell times Uncensored Podcast.
I'll wear my Taco Bell shirt every day.
Holy shit, student loans are... $1,784,600,459. That's fucking crazy. Damn, man. We're going to fucking hell, honestly. But yeah, nah, those are like kind of what I'm thinking about it. And then like, I don't know. Alright. Well, I think that's it for me.
Yeah, this
probably
was
really everything.
This has been the first episode of the Uncensored Podcast. It will probably be a weekly thing.
Hopefully, in the summer.
Yeah, I mean,
in the summer it'll be a lot easier to like once a week.
We got
to
lock in.
Yeah, I know.
And we will get special guests on here, so it'll be different each time.
Yep, we already got some lined up. And
yep.
Any final words, Wick?
Not really. Just...
Any final words, Carter?
Not really.
I got final words. Fuck you all. Y'all have a good night.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.